AI was not used in the creation of this podcast. This is the Social Geek Radio Network.
Hey, this is Justin Hovler from Youth Enrichment Brands, and this is the Franchise News Podcast.
Thank you, Justin. It's Wednesday, April 17th, 2024. I'm Jack Munson, and I read the news so you don't have to. We're live today in West Palm Beach at Palm Beach Atlantic University. Thanks to Dr. John Hayes and the crew at the Titus Center for Franchising for hosting us this week. Our top story, in a 50-48 vote last week, the U.S. Senate approved a Congressional Review Act resolution to reverse the NLRB's decision on joint employer. It passed the House a few months ago. With both chambers voting in favor, the resolution now goes to President Joe Biden's desk for either a signature or a veto. To encourage the former, the International Franchise Association sent a petition with more than 5,000 signatures from the franchise community to the president following the Senate's vote. The White House said in January Biden would veto the attempt to repeal the rule. A two-thirds vote in both the House and Senate would be needed to overturn that veto. Michael Lehman, IFA Senior VP of Government Relations and Public Affairs, said, "It's great, but the job is not done. We need the president to support the franchise model and also sign the measure. There's uncertainty ahead in the courts, whether it's appeals or other filings. However, just by signing the CRA resolution into law, that would provide real certainty and prevent broad joint employer rules from being advanced in the future." Piper Sandler released a survey called Taking Stock in Teens, identifying the top five restaurant chains favored by today's teens. The survey polled 6,000 teens with an average age of 16 years old. The top five restaurants are Texas Roadhouse, Raising Cane's, Chipotle, McDonald's, and number one was Chick-fil-A. We love milestones here, especially when they're tied to a great cause. Pollo Campero is celebrating its 100th U.S. restaurant opening with the release of a new limited-time St. Jude Children's Research Hospital commemorative cup that unlocks free Pollo Campero drink refills for life. To commemorate the 100th location milestone, Pollo Campero will donate $100,000 to St. Jude, funded in part by proceeds from this cup. COO and Managing Director Luis Javier Rodas said, "Reaching this milestone speaks to our loyal customers who love the brand just as much as our hometown customers in Central America. As a gesture of appreciation for our dedicated customers, we invite everyone nationwide to join us in celebration by supporting St. Jude and enjoying drinks on us for life with the purchase of a $5 cup." The Canadian Franchise Association 2024 Lifetime Achievement Award has been posthumously awarded to Ryan Smolkin, founder and chief entertainment officer of Smoke's Poutinerie, in recognition of his inspiring leadership and tremendous impact on the Canadian franchising community. The award was presented at the 33rd annual CFA National Convention in Montreal. Sherry McNeil, CFA President and CEO, said, "Ryan was a pillar of the CFA franchise community, an entrepreneur, franchisor, brand builder, and advocate for franchising." This portion of the Franchise News Podcast was brought to you by Brand Amplifier. The Brand Amplifier is an award-winning digital marketing platform designed specifically for franchise organizations. Quickly and easily manage social content and digital advertising across dozens, hundreds, or thousands of locations. Through the Brand Amplifier, franchisors are able to create high-performing digital campaigns that can be quickly deployed and funded by local franchisees using their own credit card. Using automation, programmatic localization, and machine learning, the Brand Amplifier helps franchise systems see a 500% or more increase in digital performance. For a limited time, it's 50% off if you visit brandamplifier.io and lock it in today. In People News, Matt Kurowski has been named president at I-9 Sports. East Coast Wings and Grill has hired Ashley Mitchell as VP of Marketing. Retro Fitness has brought on Tim Schroeder as Chief Marketing Officer. Dawn Erickson Foy is the new VP of Franchise Sales for Robex. Joining the team at Marco's Pizza are Ben Hollowell as Senior VP of Digital Marketing, Tanisha Che as VP of Brand Marketing, and Kathleen Kennedy as Director of Culinary Innovation. Squeeze announced that Brian Bocher has been named Chief Operating Officer. United Franchise Group has named Andrew DiMatteo as Operations Manager of Cannoli Kitchen Pizza. And Brick's Wood-Fired Pizza and Craft Bar announces the appointment of a new president, Scott Isaacs. Congratulations to all, and go get 'em. Today's Franchise News Podcast has been brought to you by Text Request. Are you answering your phone anymore? No one is answering their phone anymore. Text Request lets you text from your franchise's phone number and from your computer so you can actually get a response. Whether you've got one location or many, you're a franchisee or franchisor, you can use Text Request to generate more leads, increase sales, earn online reviews, and so much more, all through text. Visit textrequest.com right now to see a demo, or text or call 423-218-0111 to talk right now about how you can grow your franchise through text messaging. And that's the way it is in the franchise community. Thank you for listening and staying connected on the Social Geek Radio Network.